You're on your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and we've had a little bit of frightful weather over the last couple of days, but that's not so bad. Maybe it's getting the fish moving out there. I'm joined by Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie. Leon, how's it going?
Excellent. Thank you, Jordan. Very good.
So what are your thoughts on the weather so far?
Well, it's been a bit lively, hasn't it? So that's a good thing. I mean, that's what brings our winter fish out and all that sort of stuff. So we're never going to complain about it. And what it does do is create a little bit of a difficulty if you're trying to get to, you know, back creek or something like that where your road might be impassable. But we haven't had that much. I'm sure the wind's enough to dry it away. But the King George Whiting is still out, and I think they haven't changed from where we've been talking about, other than it'd be at Barrett's Beach, Woods Point. And we did mention the boaties last week that don't head out toward Eastern Shoal where there is a few fish and all that sort of stuff. And I think that recommendation has to go for this week as well, not to chase those fish. And squid still sort of floating around the place. We haven't had great reports, but some of the guys have been, you know, catching well and some not. But I think any time you're at a whiting ground, just throw the squid jag over and you should be rewarded for that. And I haven't really heard much more about salmon. They seem to be going pretty good, but at this moment we haven't heard too much about them. So I think it's going to be a quiet weekend on the water. Do some prep work if you can't get out. If it does look half windy, go to the footy, spend some time with the sport or the kids.
No worries. And last week we did talk about bloodworm, of course, having their having their fun in the water. Did you pick up any yourself?
No, I didn't get out, but I did take my new little boat out for a trial on Sunday morning, about 40 km/h wind. It went really well, so and probably people think you're crazy trying to tip a boat out at that weather, but that's the best time to try one out.
Yeah, well, you got to make sure it's sturdy, don't you?
Yeah, dead right.
No
so
worries.
That's all I got for you this week. I'm sorry, mate, and I'll dig around a bit harder over the weekend and get some more.
No worries. That was Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie on your Classic It's Breakfast. And the weather has been a little bit unpredictable the last couple of days, but that just makes it a bit more interesting when you try to catch some fish. I'm joined by Brenton from Complete Angler Moonta and Wallaroo. Brenton, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm well.
So what are we looking forward to this weekend?
Yeah, well, the reports have been a little bit slow due to the weather, but going on a little bit of info we've received, there's a few spots I'd try when the weather allows again. Wallaroo land-based, I'd be trying for salmon from the rocks at Riley, and there's been a few smaller salmon from the end of the marina breakwall and from inside the marina itself. Marina's probably a good spot to have a fish and escape some of the wind, the way the weather's looking. From the jetty, I'd try for Tommies at night and King George in the shallows. Squid are likely to be a little bit slow from the jetty. And Point Riley until the water starts clearing a bit. Boaters out from Wallaroo should try for the King George on the boiler in the middle grounds, and whiting should be in the bay late afternoons. The reef at Bird Island and Point Riley be worth a try for salmon. Squid at Riley, as the water clears, they should get a bit better. Moona Bay and Port Hughes jetties, pretty much the same as Wallaroo. Tommies at night, King George in the shallows, and squid as the water clears. Boaters from Port Hughes, try for King George. They should be in the bay on most of the corkweed patches. If you manage to get out a bit deeper, you'll find them out past the light and south of the Cape. Squid be, should be on the same spots that you're getting your whiting from. And as with everything else, must probably be a bit slow until the water clears. That's probably about it.
No worries.
Hoping the weather clears and people can get out for fish.
Well, by the sounds of it, despite the weather, there's still plenty out there to look forward to.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, the reports have been a little slow, but they'd be the spots I'd be trying. That they were firing before we had the weather. They should only get better after the weather. So,
yeah, well, good luck to everyone going out there for a fish. Brenton, thank you so much for your time today.
Yep, no worries.
That was Brenton from Complete Angler Moonta and Wallaroo on your Classic It's Breakfast.